Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is now the 8th of July and there isn't a whisper of wind about Dublin at all this morning. I can tell you it feels like it could be a right burner of a day when the cloud lifts, which Brian says it will in the afternoon. Looking around, looks like the hottest place this afternoon will be in West Cork, around Bandon. And that part of the world, about 24 degrees, and it's going to get warmer as the week goes on. Sure, what's not to like about that? Join the group chats on the WhatsApp 087 032 32 32. And for your longer letters, as always, you can email us at oliver@rte.ie. And I can tell you we're going to be rewilding the place this morning on the show because we're going to hear from a man who is returning to the wilderness, 5 acres of land that he has in County Wicklow now, and the spectacular increase he's seen in the biodiversity there as a result. You know, in less than a year, he's the buzz of all the returning insects. You know, that beautiful summery sound, early mornings, and the rustle of wildlife back in among the ragwort or ragweeds and the thistles, and it really works. And how can the rest of us do some of it, even with a little patch of lawn if you have it, and why you should? We'll find out all this morning. 51551 is the text. Of course, nature and climate change on everyone's mind as we look towards Texas. A death toll has now climbed to more than 100 people. There's an unknown number of others are missing. There's a lot of rain forecast as well for the coming days. But Ted Cruz in the politics of this situation, Ted Cruz, who's very well known, a Republican Texas senator, once ran for president as a sworn enemy of Donald Trump until he discovered how the bread is buttered these days. He's had a bit of a week, hasn't he? On Tuesday last week, just a week ago, he ensured the big, beautiful spending bill slashed funding for weather forecasting, only for his state to be hit by deadly flooding. And now it's emerged overnight that he went on holidays to Greece. Now, this is the man who famously, or infamously, I should say, fled Texas for Cancun in Mexico when a winter storm ravaged the state in 2021 of Texas and knocked out the power for days and caused severe issues. He was spotted visiting the Parthenon in Athens over the weekend with his wife, Heidi Cruz. And this was when news had come through that children had died in the summer camp in Texas, and some American tourists, the Daily Beast is reporting this morning, confronted him on this on Saturday morning, and he kind of grunted and went on his way, and he didn't return until Monday. And the Greece trip ended in time for Cruz to appear at the site of the disaster on Monday morning to decry tragedy and promise a response from lawmakers. The holiday is being reported now across America this morning as they wake up. But another aspect that the Guardian's reporting is not getting across to America just yet. Before the holiday, Ted Cruz ensured a reduction in funding to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's efforts to improve future weather forecasting events that cause the sort of extreme floods that have been reported and seen in Texas the last few days. He inserted language into the big, beautiful reconciliation bill prior to the signing by Donald Trump, eliminating $150 million from a fund that would advance and improve research observation systems, forecasting and dissemination of information to the public, such as the alerts that were needed around weather forecasting. He also cut $50 million in grants to study climate-related impacts on oceans and coastal ecosystems. He's been asked about this and he hasn't said anything about it yet, The Guardian is reporting. Also, on top of that, you have the slashed funding to federal agencies whose job is to predict and respond to disasters in Texas. 600 employees have exited the National Weather Service in America, and the Trump administration wants to shrink them more. A fifth of the federal emergency management agency who respond to the disasters are also set to leave. So it's kind of amazing. But then in the human element of the story, there's great tragedy, but there's also stunning rescue and survival stories. A family from Texas, 5 members are missing. There's a mother, her husband, her sister and their husband, and a cousin among the family, and another cousin who's 22 years of age. Her name is Devon Smith. She was found alive, desperately clinging way, way up a tree. And she reports basically what happened. She goes to bed last Thursday night, the eve of the 4th of July. It's a holiday over there. It began to drizzle and they heard it, and as they were camping, and 4 o'clock in the morning, the rain is so heavy it wakes everybody up, and they get an alert. Their phones blare a flash flood alert, which came too late for many people. They get to their cars But they're already swamped with floodwaters. She ends up being dragged downriver, the Guadalupe River, for more than 15 miles in the pitch dark through over three flooded dams, past broken camper vans and fridges that had emerged from destroyed houses from between 4 o'clock in the morning, 10 a.m. on Friday. And she ended up on a tree. It's a kind of incredible story. And she just has staples in her head. Every inch of her body scratched and battered. She's still in hospital, but remarkably no very, very serious injuries apart from that. But she doesn't know where a lot of her family are right now. So it's kind of an extraordinary story that's going on there. And I see a side to this. The link between a warming climate and increased flooding is straightforward. According to the BBC reports, warmer air can hold more moisture. So when it rains, it rains harder. So this is something scientists have known for 200 years, and it's true today. Every degree the Celsius that the air warms above us, the capacity for the air to hold water rises by 7%, which is why you saw in Spain as well last year, you get extreme heat, follow these tumultuous, destructive rainfall levels that we just have never seen before. So in the hotter world, we're going to get more slower, slow-moving wet storms that dump exceptional amounts of rain over small areas in a short time. That's what's happening around the place. Very sadly. Right. What's going on here in Ireland? Well, the heat wave is looming here. It's kind of almost... We were talking about a heat dome across Europe for most of last week, which was 46 degrees and hovering around 40. But in our little, thankfully, milder heat wave, there are tips in the papers on staying safe in the sun. Obviously, the first one is... put on your sun cream. Every year, by the way, we still have VAT on sun cream, don't we? Despite all the warnings from the cancer agencies and the cancer charities saying, just make it cheaper, people will buy it. They go in with the intention of buying sun cream and balk at the price and go, I'll be okay, I just won't go in it for very long. And then you do because you like the feel of the hot air. So hot air mass around Europe is going to spread towards us now. On an easterly wind, that means it's going to be a little bit cooler along the east coast until later in the weekend. I see the Dublin's going to get higher temperature the weekend. Put on your sun hat and your long sleeves and reapply plenty of high factor sun cream. Try and take the tips as you can. What if you struggle to sleep? It's only going to be 20 to 25 degrees. We'll be okay. But various things such as lots of people were in touch last week during the heat dome. Well, they were actually putting on the heat in Leitrim and putting on hot water bottles. Some people put cold water in the hot water bottle to keep themselves cool. Very cold water. Or they put them in fridges and freezers, do they sometimes? Don't put it in the freezer. It'll burst, I presume. If it freezes, keeping the curtains drawn during the day, but having a window open, that's important. Freeze a bottle of water, wrap a cloth around it, place it by your bedside so you can pat down your face and hands as your temperature rises during the night. And keep it light in terms of food. Things like sweet potatoes or rice, bits of chicken. Don't be having the big steak. Oh, they won't like that in the butchers and the farmers. Or a fry-up. According to various people they've spoken to here as well. They're also underlining the importance of hydration, particularly in older people. Older people there. Grown up enough at this stage to know. But the air conditioning, not popular on the continent because it makes your throat sore and go a bit hazy. So in France and Spain, they were leaving the windows open and had fans in them, didn't they, to circulate the air around. And they said, no, the air con, no good at all. That was also heating up is the presidential election race. That was kind of a stunning intervention by Mary Lou. As we kind of suggested on the programme 2 weeks ago, maybe she listens. We said the only thing we need now to heat this thing up is Mary Lou entering the race. She has not ruled herself out, very bluntly. If she was really running, would she have been so direct about it? I don't know. This could be if Sinn Féin, what do they call them? Mandarins? Isn't that the term we sometimes use in political parties? The spin people might go, maybe the route to becoming Taoiseach for a leader of Sinn Féin is narrowing because the two parties have locked them out. So having a Shinner in the Oars could be just the ticket for them, and she wouldn't have to move very far either, which she's from that part of the world. But she's not ruled completely in yet. Fianna Fáil, the story here from Mary Regan in the Irish Independent this morning. Fianna Fáil source insists the possibility of Mary Lou McDonald entering the race for the presidency would not influence the party's approach to the campaign, because even though she'd be seen as a very strong contender with the potential to win the race because she would gather transfers from all around the place. And it's a while since we've had a Mary in the Oras. Micheál Martin, basically, she's gone through the various political parties and speaking to most Fianna Fáil ministers, they say there is probably only one person from the party who could stop Mary Lou, but that person's not willing to give up the office of the Taoiseach. It's Micheál Martin himself. 64, he has said to not want it. The view among many TDs in Fianna Fáil is that it's either him or nothing. So it seems to be indicating that Fianna Fáil won't run a candidate now. All they have is Bertie Ahern hasn't ruled himself out, and Mary Hannafin said she wants to do it. And somebody called Peter Power, who most people haven't heard of, it's very politely put here. Some TDs say Mr. Power suffers from not being an immediately recognisable household name. It's a very mannerly way of putting it, I suppose. After Labour Party's brief flirtation with the now retired RTÉ host Joe Duffy, who completely ruled himself out, they're back to the drawing board. No obvious candidate for United left candidate. The frontrunner is independent Galway West TD Catherine Connolly, former Las Cian Comhairle, previously said she would consider running. She's a trained barrister. I didn't know that. 67, the age thing. Because it is an ageist job after all, because you can't run if you're under 35. She's articulate in policy detail, but in a campaign that relies largely on personality, her strong views could be seen as polarising or too radical to win enough support across the board, because it is, a lot of it is about transfers. And Mary Regan is reminding us that Peter Casey, former Dragon's Den dude, he got 23% of the vote the last time. And the downside to him was he didn't attract the transfers. But that was in a time when we didn't have such anti-immigration sentiment among even moderate voters in Ireland. And I think that's definitely there now. Meanwhile, what is Joe Duffy up to? He is in the papers again today. He has ruled himself out of the presidency, but he's another job lined up. Broadcaster Joe Duffy has revealed his first post-RTÉ gig. He's the face of an ad campaign for a supermarket. It's a humorous new commercial where Joe plays the part of a jaded and hard-bitten detective uncovering suspiciously low prices. And he enters with a trilby, which looks like costume, but Joe is known for rocking the trilby all the time. And noir music plays in the background. This is the gist of it.
I promised myself I was out. No more talk. No more questions. Just an average Joe. But questions, they don't take no for an answer.
Is that Joe Duffy?
I'd received an anonymous tip from a woman called Margaret Mary O'Brien from Ballinasloe. She claimed the Lidl Plus app now has points. And the value's so unbelievable that it must be a conspiracy. They don't want us to know, Margaret.
See the sense of mischief they seized upon it, and this is, well, he didn't hang around too long, it's not even a week. And yes, it's the first in a three-part online series to mark the launch of an app from that particular supermarket, and blah blah blah, all that sort of stuff. And they go into his history of acting, where he's exposed various swindlers and so on, as well as appearing in a panto, which of course I've forgotten about. Long and varied career. There are other supermarkets. Do we have to mention them all? Oh, no, we don't. OK, that's just the presidential election, Mama. By the way, there's a little controversy brewing in the Irish Daily Mail, Micheál. My flight was not switched for the Cork match. What? Sceptical opposition are demanding that any security advice received ahead of the change and what it costs be published immediately. There's a kind of some little bit of what's going on with the dates here. The government has insisted conflict in the Middle East and not the All-Ireland hurling semi-final, which was won by the Rebels, resulted in the Taoiseach changing his flight from Japan at a whole week's notice. And they've gone to the ins and outs of it, which the sudden change to security detail apparently just made it convenient for the Taoiseach to land home in time for the match in Croke Park. And he's photographed there in Croker wearing glasses. You don't see him in glasses very often. Very wonky glasses, like he sat on them before he put them on. And he's chatting to Charlotte Burns, the Uachtaráin of Cumann Lough Lascaill. So there you go. The texts are coming in the heat wave already. Of course, the weather would get people on the text. 51551. Sweet jeepers, does the infantilising of our people never stop? We've had weather for years. Cop on, says Paul. It must be very hot where he is. Very angry about it. It is a bit, isn't it? Now, older people, you must drink water. Do you remember where water is? Do you remember that? It's a little bit of time. So I thought that myself now. In Monaghan, they had the heat on last night, so we won't be worried about the heat wave. And there's some very, there's capitalisation and inverted commas going on there as well. And a sad face emoji attached as well. Was it really that cold in that house? Did it need the heat? My God. Reports from Erris in County Mayo says it's 14 degrees, misty and wet. Don't need the sun cream. Not yet. And of course, I know the nurses are screaming, going, cloudy days in Ireland are absolutely lethal for sunburn. don't get buttoned. Someone's sitting in the car after a sea swim blasting on the heat. Far from a heat dome here. Accidentally spelled as heat doom, which is what they had in the continent, but we don't have it anymore. By the way, I love highlighting stories from China, but this is a New York Times talking about the Chinese car makers, basically. BYD, we see loads of them in Ireland now, particularly taxis seem to love this brand called Build Your Dreams. They came out in the 90s years ago and they were absolute, fell apart, didn't work very well, these cars. Now they are gone from a middling player in the car industry to an absolute superpower. They are now set to become the world's top-selling electrical vehicle brand and are going to pull even with the world's biggest car makers by 2030, the Chinese EV maker, which you can't see in America. The America, because it's a New York Times article, it's banned from American roads essentially by the tariffs that were imposed. They double the price of imported Chinese plug-ins and there's a big tariff wall there to protect the automobile industry in the US. But it is a Chinese industrial model that is leaving America and parts of Europe in the dust. So basically, it's state capitalism. They got massive grants. China wants to achieve global dominance in many industries, and it includes robotics, drones, batteries. They have the rare earth minerals. They have a near monopoly on them. And so the BYD models. But the cars are actually very good, according to the motoring expert in the New York Times. They've outdone Tesla in terms of design, features, advanced technology, overall quality. The Blade battery is the most safest and most cost-efficient in the world. Of course, safety is a big thing because a lot of batteries explode and take six times longer to put out in a fire than a normal fossil fuel or fuel car. Toyota and Tesla are now using their batteries, but most worrying, they're cheap. The least expensive models of BYD sell in China for under 10,000 euro, a third of the most affordable electric cars in America. That's even they're more expensive in Europe as well. And at a time when they're basically, they've doubled the share of the European market, BYD, less than 2% to close to 4% in the last year. And it's a huge pace. They're churning out these cars. They're now outselling Tesla after Elon Musk and Donald Trump collapsed the brand in Europe, leaving it in the dust. And their technology is extraordinary. They say they now have a battery that will charge cars in 5 minutes, which is as quick as filling up your petrol tank. And the top model includes the Yangwang U8. It's a luxury, basically Jeep SUV, they call them. Can rotate 360 degrees itself, which will be handy for reversing out of, or you won't have to reverse out of things. It'll turn around like a turning wheel, turning plate, and will operate in water like a boat over short distances. It's all coming. The Chinese are the kings of all this stuff that's going on out there now at the moment. 087 032 32 32 is the WhatsApp. Start some Irish music with sunshine all over it this morning. It's a Tuesday. Get up out of bed now and be at it.